So begins the end for Darkseid.
I've never seen a being this strong.
Maybe one.
He's back.
I spent a lot of time trying to divide us.
Cyborg? Okay, so they should have switched out Cyborg and Martian Manhunter and then just had Brainiac instead of the mother boxes.
I think they could have had both. It's a 4-hour fucking film. They could have
had a Green Lantern come in there.
Honestly.
They actually wanted to. Mm-hmm. He really, because during the movie, he's like gods, men, and lantern, and like aliens, like guardians from another lanterns. He wanted them, but then like they were just like. But he wanted to do John
Warner Brothers,
Stewart too.
Warner Brothers stopped him.
Wasn't that Green Lantern
movie?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah,
they want
that was half of it.
They're doing a Green Lantern show for HBO Max.
Are they really? Are they using John Stewart?
We don't know.
Because I know Zack Snyder wanted to use.
Warner Bros. Was like, nah.
I think that would have been a good addition if you were to add 30 minutes to the movie.
Yeah,
just be like,
they had plenty of time. They could just cut some of the boring shit in the middle.
Let's talk about the big bad.
Yeah,
Mr. Opocalypse himself.
Dark side.
Why they have to bitch my man out?
Like not show him?
No. Why they had to bitch my man out?
Oh, okay. So Diana's telling the story of the fucking original fucking fight and shit
that she got through being Indiana Jones, by the way.
Mm-hmm. I need another good Wonder Woman movie.
Keep going. We're tag teaming.
Yeah.
Fucking, and so Steppenwolf isn't even in this fucking scene.
Yeah.
Darkseid shows up, mm-hmm. smashes his fucking shit against the ground for a reason that's later revealed. That's stupid, but whatever.
Yeah.
Fucking, some dude with an axe just comes up and just fucking slams against, just fucks him up. And then he's gone. That's it.
No, so imagine you skipped over that part. They did explain who they are, but it's just that some dude with an axe taking out Darkseid, the god of apocalypse, who the universe is supposed to fear, kind of bitches him out a little bit.
Like, he didn't even do much before
either. But that's my dude, Ares.
No, it is your dude, Ares. Like, but the earthing gods are nothing compared to the new gods of apocalypse. In fact, I think the only people that Darkseid fears are the other new gods from New Genesis.
Yeah.
Right? So that's weak. And the only reason they did that was to put the anti-life equation in Earth as another MacGuffin for Justice League Part 2.
Yeah, I love the anti-life equation. That's such a good fucking... Sorry, that's such a... That's... That is such a good... like.
Here we are disagreeing again. I think the anti-life equation is the stupidest, coolest thing in the world. Mostly because it's that Jack Kirby 60s shit where it's like, let's just take a regular thing, equation, and put some space shit in front of it. And it's a thing now!
Did you watch Young Justice? Stupid.
Yeah, I don't know.
All of
yeah.
it? All of it?
Yeah.
Okay, so like... I think, like, I don't know how they were trying to perceive it in the movie. Mm-hmm. Honestly, like, when the minute they started getting to that, like, when he was like, it's on the planet's surface... I clocked out as like a fanboy because I'm like, that's not how the anti-life equation works.
No,
because like
it's just an equation.
It's literally an equation that Halo accidentally gets, and which kind of annoyed me that they brought up the anti-life equation because like even in the comics, Halo is like a character and like.
So I always thought the anti-life equation, because I also searched this up, but the anti-life equation is just this equation that Darkseid has been searching for that he can't get.
Yeah, it's the anti-life equation is like. It's almost like complete control.
It is. It allows you to control. Yeah. It allows you absolute control over
all life. Pretty much. That's pretty much.
It's kind of a misnomer because you think it's like death, but yeah, no. It robs you of freedom. Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. Anti-life equation
shouldn't be called the anti-life equation.
Well, it is anti-life.
To be this metaphor for being able to make your own decisions and choose.
That is life rather than, you know, breath
anti-life.
And shit.
Exactly.
But that, so that's
it's
the
still,
anti-life.
It's still
dumb
as hell.
Dumb as hell, yes.
Dumb as fucking hell.
No, excuse
that.
Me. It's comic book.
Yeah.
So, but so that, so putting that in the earth, right, being the only reason to bring Darkseid here as, and it just, it makes him stupid because he fucking forgets that he put the bitch on Earth.
Yeah, no.
Like, the motherfucker forgot his wallet, and he's like, shit, did I put it in my other pants?
That threw me off. He was like, when Stefan was like, oh, yes, the anti-equation is here on Earth. It's like, nigga, you were here.
You were here!
You not remember the huge axe that went through your fucking body, and you were said you were going to return and get revenge?
And like, he was like, shit, thing. I did some other shit.
That bothered me. It was like, why do you need the mother boxes to show up? Because, like,
you've been there! Just put it in Tom!
You have boom tubes. That's the thing. That's another thing. You have boom tubes.
Ain't nobody said boom tubes. No time. I love boom tubes. Probably one of my favorite words in the DC universe.
I was really mad.
I love boom tubes.
I was really mad they didn't say that. Because like when you don't know what you, they got to start calling it. Like first off, I'm like, that's one thing in DC. They hate when they like name things later on.
Because
like boom tubes was one of those things they also named later. Like things, people just teleport and shit. And you'd be like, please explain that.
Yep.
And they'd be, and like later they said boom tube, but they never said in the movie. And that kind of bothered me too. And then,
so
Cyborg's supposed to be more, like Cyborg's supposed to be more with the attuned
into the mother boxes. That was one of the greatest changes from the New 52 is how Cyborg is created through the mother box, and thus has like control of the mother box to a certain extent.
Yeah,
And
like
yeah.
they should have.
That was in the comics.
Yeah, they should have like leaned on that. Like honestly, I was hoping they would make him a mother box, When he reached into his closet and like got all that, I was hoping he would like fuse with it or something, and he would become the mother box.
So I got two more things. You know where I'm going. The mother box in the closet. One half of that.
Yeah, that bothered me too. Noggle front.
Oh yeah, no, I know where he's going.
First, let's keep on to the Apocalypse crew.
Yeah.
Because change is really important because it also robs Steppenwolf. Steppenwolf's whole story in the Whedon cut is that he's been disgraced because he's the one who lost Earth.
Yeah.
To just some a ragtag group. He lost to the Pretenders.
Yeah.
You know, and got exiled, right? So then he has to come back and reclaim his rights, right? Now Darkseid loses in the whole movie, the whole four-hour fucking movie. We're talking about Steppenwolf. He's done some deceitful things. You have betrayed some, and we never know what you're the fuck that is.
Right. I was so curious. I was like, and also this nigga was fighting so hard for one planet.
For one planet, like, bro.
Dog, you got 49,999 to go. Like, move on. Like,
move on. Hey, Mars is I'm taking over Mars.
Neptune, there's 10 other planets you can get right there.
My lord, I've taken over this planet. It's called Uranus. All right, fine. Don't laugh. Fuck you.
And if he terraforms, does it matter? Take Venus.
Does it matter? That is
trust me. I thought that was one thing. I was just like, I don't want And I agree. It made more sense. Like, it would make more sense if Steppenwolf had showed up to Earth, had started to fuse some other boxes, and like, you know, the scene towards the end of the movie, like scene where the window opens up and like you see like you got Granny Good, you got Darkseid, you got the other just staring down. You see Superman, and I'm just like, other side, just like, what's up, like. That same exact scene at the very beginning.
Make sure you're talking into the mic, yeah.
Except like Steppenwolf is like they're already the same thing, and then they kill Slash Steppenwolf pushing through, and you have the old gods staring back too, and like have like that chill moment, and then Darkseid's like fuck, and then like Steppenwolf fails. That's all that shit. Mm-hmm. Skip forward, same exact scene. It's more powerful because it's like, yo, those were the old ones. These are our new protectors. But like, see, none small things like that.
Ah, welcome, my child.
No, welcome to the dark
don't
side.
Don't get me wrong, I still love this movie. I still think it's like one of the best. I think Aquaman was a really good movie. But I still
Shazam was the jump.
Shazam
was my jammy jam.
That's why I want to give DC that's why this movie I like, and it upsets me at the same time, because it's like, if this cut had come out a little bit earlier, maybe if this could have come up more a little bit earlier, maybe just like a few little differences, you know what I mean? Maybe we could, but like they just have to retcon it. It was just so much. They just made like just a pile of shit, and now they're just kind of like, all right, so what's usable in this,
right?
And like, you didn't have to do that. Like, and like they just fucked themselves, and it's annoying.
I'm gonna keep going, bro.
There's a lot more.
No, there is.
Hours long.
It's okay. I still like it though. That's the thing. I still like it.
Let's talk about these mother boxes real quick.
Yeah. Okay.
The mother boxes of the mother box of the Amazons, encased in metal, hidden in a chamber, guarded by Amazonian princesses from time immemorial. The box of Atlanteans. Tentacle porn in an ancient tomb of tentacle porn. The box of man. 1 foot deep of dirt.
Yeah, no, we were... Yo, sorry. We had the same exact conversation about that. She were like, wait, that's a flood. Like, bro, that's a light rain.
That's exactly what
word for word. Word for word, bro.
I'm just going to say, they ain't see holes. Yeah. You make the hole as deep and wide as your fucking shovel. That's the minimum, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
I agree. Like, and also, like, that was some shitty protecting.
Yes.
Like, the Atlanteans have proven to have, because of Aquaman too, we know this, the Atlanteans literally have, like, massive fucking armies.
Yeah.
Like, of different fucking races across, like, where were they, first off? Sorry.
Well, like, because these events happen in Aquaman where they come, the seven seas come together. Yeah.
I get this it. I get
Aquaman
it.
Yeah.
I agree.
Like, it would make more sense to have more dudes to fight an army of enslaved beings from across
the
country.
Okay, so the first time the Darkseid is defeated, he is defeated by the armies of Earth.
Mm-hmm.
The seven races brought together.
Yeah.
The second time his crew is defeated, it's by seven people.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, they got Superman, bro. Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. They do have Superman.
They did not have a Kryptonian, and Wonder Woman is a better Amazon than the rest. You got to think that.
Steppenwolf does say that.
Yeah.
Which then again makes...
And Flash wasn't there either.
You're right.
Sorry, I got you though.
No. But then, so looking at Darkseid, it's like, Darkseid, I know you growling and stuff, but you ain't shit. We've already shown that you ain't shit to him then.
Yeah.
Because if you're getting beat up by Ares' axe... It's a wrap, bro.
Who Wonder Woman bodies.
Who Wonder Woman bodies?
Wonder Woman bodies.
She bodied the fuck out of him, bro.
So it's a wrap already, bro. It's a wrap on Darkseid. Can we get him offset? Okay. Bring in Brainiac.
Brainiac is such a good villain.
Even better, bring in the Anti-Monitor.
The Anti-Monitor?
Bring in the Anti-Monitor.
I don't even know who that is.
That is pretty much the end all. Yeah. You know the Anti-Life equation? That is Anti-Life.
Yeah.
Oh. The Monitor created the universe. The Anti-Monitor is his opposite.
I wish DC would give the Green Lanterns another shot. Like, you know how they wanted to make that Green Lantern Corps movie? Is that still a thing? Is that planned?
It's in the works. It's one of those
that shit ain't
potential things, but they're focused on a Green Lantern show now. So we don't.
I think
the Green Lantern, like.
Well, there's stuff being done with Green Lantern. To be fair.
They are.
Okay.
A character from, and this is spoilers, I don't know how deep y'all are ever going to get in the Arrowverse or nothing like that. But a character from the Arrowverse does get a Green Lantern ring.
Oh, word.
And will possibly show up as Green Lantern on Legends of Tomorrow, the show, possibly. I don't know, it's a rumor type shit. They want to show Green Lantern. I think DC Warner Brothers realize how much beloved Green Lantern is.
Yeah.
They are just dragging their feet.
I can't remember what stuff I've seen from way back when, but the Green Lanterns do some cool shit.
Yeah, they do.
They do the shit where they had a fucking super lantern and they were using that to do something.
Yeah.
It's all just scraps in my head now.
No, I agree.
But fucking they're like, they go to like supercharge their fucking rings in a super lantern. Like, that's already cool.
Dude. Well, that's just I think you're thinking of the giant cartoon, right? Lantern on Oa.
Yeah.
Where they all charge that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's just like that. They have a whole, like, network and society that's actually really.
They're space cops. They're literally space cops.
I'm glad we're on Green Lantern, though. Because I really think, like, Green Lantern's, like, so fucking dope and, like, very. Mm-hmm. Like, they need to do more space stuff.
Yes.
Does that make sense? Like,
yes, they do.
Because, like, the DC universe is so. Like, yeah, they could go so many cool directions if they're willing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, instead
it's
of trying
funny.
To make
It's
Superman-
called the DC universe. But we only be on Earth.
Like, bro, you have, like... I'm so frustrated because, like, you could start with the... Like, you could have the Green Lanterns, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, have them show up in here and there. And, like, bro, there's Blue Lanterns. There's Pink Lanterns.
The
Black
Violet
Lanterns.
Lantern Corps.
Black Lantern... Dude, that's a whole plot
Black
line.
Black Lanterns is a whole different thing.
I don't know if we need to touch that.
It's basically DC zombies. We ain't ready for that.
Bro, no, I want to see the leader of the Black Lantern use Bruce Wayne's skull as a weapon. Because that's what he uses as a weapon.
Oh, God.
He digs out Bruce Wayne's skull and beats people to death with it. That's badass. I want to see that. If you're going to go dark, give me the Black Lantern. Stop trying to play it. You know what I mean? Like
that's cool.
But no, there's a whole. It'd be so hard to do. They'll never get there.
They'll never get there.
There's a whole bit of lore going around by the Lancers alone in the universe. Yeah, that could be explored.
And they just don't.
I think they will. I think they will eventually.
Because the Lanterns are their Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, you know what I mean?
No, like, the Lanterns by, like, they explore are their Marvel's universe.
That's what I mean.
Nova Corps.
Yeah. But I mean, by that, I mean, like, they're your introduction to, like, the space.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
Because you have Superman, but, like, he doesn't do shit. And, like...
And that's the thing. He could do shit. If you want to make... Again, if you want to make Metropolis and Gotham sister cities or what the fuck ever, then have Superman go off and do some space shit.
I'm down.
You know?
Like, go to Hawkwoman's planet.
I'm sorry, what?
Go to Hawkwoman's
planet. I thought you said something. Go to Aquawoman's planet. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
Now go to New Genesis.
Aquawoman. I can't.
There could be so much you could do with New Genesis.
Bro, I truly believe whoever writes the cartoons needs to start writing the like.
Oh, yeah. I don't give a fuck.
Like, I understand they're just like, oh, the budget. Oh, we don't know if we want to animate that. I don't know. I don't give a fuck. Whoever's writing Young Justice needs to write the movies.
Nah, man. That's been a thing since, like, the – because their animated universe is better.
I've heard their animated shit is just – people talk about Judas Contract
still. Teen Titans versus Justice League, gas. Judas Contract, gas. Like, fucking – like, all the animated Justice League and, like, all the Teen Titans movies are so fucking good. Mm-hmm. And, like, the stories, all the characters are all linear. Like, their animated universe is
Animated universe is a cinematic universe.
So, it, like, everything makes sense if you watch the movie, like, Batman and Robin, watch that in order, then watch Justice League. Like, mm-hmm. They all make fucking sense. And it's like, bro, like... whoever's writing this, take the exact script and put that in real life, so, and I would watch this shit.
So, like, it's crazy because it's like we know you can do it.
That's the most frustrating.
But you just refused.
Well, I hate when I'm watching Young Justice and I'm like, oh, this is so good. Why can't the movies do it? Like, because every bit of mm-hmm. Young Justice is so fuck. Like, I'm sorry. I sing praises about that show.
No, it's a great show. It's an amazing show.
I want another season.
Have you seen season 3?
Yes.
Great.
They did Aliens. They mm-hmm. did Carlton, they did everything in 3 seasons in a way that, like, it's not too much.
Young Justice is so good. I think there should be a Static Shock spinoff from Young Justice. You know how much I love that shit. My favorite part
about Young Justice was the jokes about Static not getting a girlfriend.
Yeah.
There was that episode, seven jokes.
Yes. Like, he's like, man, I gotta get me a girlfriend.
He's like, yo, so we're on this mission, like, It's just us five? And he's like, yeah. Like, he's like, Cassie wasn't free? Wonder Girl? Batgirl? Like, he was just naming girls. Like, and he's like, and, like, everyone's, like, doing, like, couple things, and, like, a couple team up, and he's just fighting by himself. He's like, I really need a girlfriend.
Like, this man is just over here like, help me, please.
I think you're right. A Static Shock, like, spinoff of Young Justice would honestly be, because he's kind of in it. He's in it enough. Mm-hmm. I'm happy as a Static Shock.
He started to be introduced. Like, him, they did justice by him, Apache Chief.
Yes.
And the Mexican Tornado Kid. Bro, like, I didn't even know he was a superhero.
Blue Beetle. They've been wanting to do the first time I've seen Blue Beetle, and I was in love. I was like,
they have been wanting to do a Blue Beetle thing since Smallville.
I'm glad they fucking did, cause Blue, and, like, that's another fucking hero you could throw in that leads into fucking Aliens. Blue Beetle is fucking dope.
Another Trey D. Price fact: there was gonna be a Blue Beetle show where he was voiced by Will Friedle, who, if you didn't know, voices Terry McGinnis, Batman Beyond.
I love Terry McGinnis. Yep. I love Batman Beyond.
Yep. Batman Beyond.
That,
is my
Batman
shit.
Beyond was that. Yep. Like,
that's my shit. I need to rewatch.
That intro too, like that rave kind of, like, gothic theme.
Go watch their IGN or somebody has a documentary about Batman, Batman Beyond or Batman the Animated Series. Go watch that. It's very interesting. You will enjoy that.
I'll definitely get into that because, like, God, like, I'm just so. Sorry, back to, like, that's, sorry, just to relate back to the movies, that's why I'm, like, as I'm a huge DC fanboy, said mm-hmm. it multiple times, I'm okay with this movie because I know it's one of the best I'm probably going to get. It's the best version of Justice League I'm probably going to get for the next 20 years.
Which is sad. It really depends.
I don't see us getting another Justice League in another 20 years.
I think we can.
We'd have to push for it.
It literally, I think nothing we say is gonna do because Justice League, because Warner Brothers does whatever the fuck they want. They'll cancel create whatever the fuck they want. Because Young Justice was great and amazing on Cartoon Network, but it didn't sell enough toys, or it didn't sell toys to the right demographic. Mm. So let's cancel it.
Let me get sorry. F- First off,
that just still wilds me out to this day.
And it's fucking, you know what's the ridiculous part about that too? They got mad at canceling it and like the inconsistency. Mm-hmm. But then this is how they made their first season, right? 5 episodes, 6-month break,
mm-hmm.
3 episodes, 2-month break, end of season.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wondered why people stopped. Like, you had a half a year where you, and like, I can't even remember the reason. I think they just didn't want, like, they weren't sure about the, I think it was the same reason.
No,
they weren't sure about the popularity.
Are you talking about Young Justice?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they sold, the toys sold to the wrong demographic. Girls were buying the Young Justice toys, and they wanted a large demographic of boy fans to buy those toys. They didn't, so canceled. They also did the same thing to, not for the same reason, but they did the same thing to the Green Lantern animated series, to Beware the Batman. Static got four good seasons.
It didn't have merch. They wanted to do more, but they didn't have enough merch.
Right.
Sorry, I read into that because I was like, why did it get canceled? Not enough merch.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know there was merch as a kid. But so guess what?
There's also a sort of beef between, at the time, between DC Studios and DC and Warner Brothers. Oh, and also Warner Brothers and Cartoon Network.
Yeah. They had like, because I agree, I don't know what was going on during mm-hmm. that period, but remember, like, as a kid, like, Saturday morning cartoons, it was all over the place, because, like, you had Justice League on Cartoon Network, mm-hmm. and, like, usual Teen Titans, all that shit, but then, like, Justice League would also come on Warner Brothers, mm-hmm. and Yu-Gi-Oh! Would come on Warner Brothers, like, I was so confused, like, maybe that was part of that.
They would also do a thing, and then they had a split. Maybe. And this is something that a lot of networks do that is really stupid. They'll do a thing, like, along with the hiatuses in between. They also threw things like, so like Beware the Batman, when it was coming on, that, you know, it usually have its time slot of being on Saturday nights or like Friday nights on at 7 o'clock, blah, blah, blah. But then when they do like the hiatus, they bring it back and it's like, oh, well, now it's on Adult Swim. Now it's on Saturday mornings. Uh-huh. Like, they'll just change the time slot to different. They'll just round robin that shit to where you don't know when it's coming on, so you just lose interest.
Trash.
They'll do that shit just to bring down the ratings, just so they can have another reason just to say it didn't pull enough, cancel it.
Yeah.
Yeah, these studios like to self-sabotage shit
mm-hmm.
for some reasons. And I'm at you, Nickelodeon. I'm still mad about Korra.
I think a lot of it could be internal politics that we don't see.
It really could be. It's just I don't get why you would want something that can profit you greatly to fail. That's why I'm glad that we have Avatar Studios. I hope that the creators have creative control, because the studio, as we've seen, cannot be trusted.
They literally canceled this show.
Damn near after every season, it just got renewed.
Dude,
well, God, they Avatar do this.
So fucking, sorry, just side note.
No.
Just before we go back to Avatar, like, because I was really fucking mad because, like, the creators were going to do the Zuko finding his mom story
mm-hmm.
right after the end of the series.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't even know Avatar wasn't popular by the time the show was ending, apparently. So it wasn't getting enough ratings. So like they put the last 4 episodes together
mm-hmm.
at like the very end. I remember watching that shit live because it was back to back to back to back. And yes,
that was a special day, bro.
I remember
I had my snacks.
Me and my sisters, we had like my mom, because we didn't fuck around. My mom got us pizza. We were just like, bet. Like, we sat down, we watched all of that shit. It was great. But like, the point of that was, though, to see that block, like, to rate, see the ratings, and mm-hmm. if it was good, then they would give the movie. Apparently the ratings weren't good, and they didn't give the movie, and so they did that shitty Nickelodeon movie that no one fucking liked.
And that then, like, didn't exist.
God, it doesn't. And then, like, and now you look dumb as fuck here, 10 years later, because everyone's watching the shit on Netflix, and we're like, wait a minute. wait a minute.
See, here's the thing about that, is that this also, since they own the properties, they mm-hmm. can literally do whatever they want with those properties.
I know.
Which is why they can take those things and, like, I think, what was it, Korra, for, like, some of the episodes was, like, viewed online only.
Yep.
Yep.
They can view those, they can put things online so that they can bring up traffic to their, like, streaming services and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So, things like with Young Justice, now, guess what? It's an HBO Max original that they can just keep putting out things for their services. They can keep these things in there. They don't care. Like, if it fails, they can still hold it in their back pocket and then bring it back out to help them further.
Yeah.
Things being on Netflix, I think Nickelodeon has some kind of deal with Netflix, because a lot of their stuff is going to Netflix, as well as original Nickelodeon movies starting to appear on Netflix. There's a Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie coming out for Netflix.
Hmm.
So there's kind of partnerships in order to help themselves out from that. They're playing weird Code Geass type games with their properties.
Yeah. They need to put out better content.
I agree.
Or at least stop fucking the content that they have.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
I know as a studio head, you don't really have faith in a project. You just have faith in the numbers and what the returns are because the end justifies the means. That's why we need. I would love to see a world where the creatives are actually at the helm of like the decisions that are made with properties.
Yeah.
Instead, like a creative that has a business sense can put out something better than a studio and a creative as a separate entity trying to put out something because their visions are completely different.
Don't forget the China filter.
Sometimes, because then other times we get
Tyler Perry
Image Comics, and then we get ultra violence, and we just don't need that sometimes.
I mean, I guess. I don't know what you're referencing, but
Todd McFarlane and his group splitting off from Marvel, DC.
What did they make?
They made Image.
I mean, so, Image has some cool shit.
Spawn and all that shit. Yeah, the birth of Spawn. It is cool. It's mad 90s. And sometimes kind of problematic. It just, sometimes some people need some reining in.
I mean, that's true. That's true. You know? Some people, not everyone's great, but it would just be.
It would be good.
It'd be nice if the studios didn't intentionally sabotage some projects. And you can tell. Like Disney with Raya. There has been no marketing or advertising for that movie. And then they put it on the streaming service for $30 that you have to pay to see a movie that you don't really know about.
Yeah, like.
And then they're surprised when it fails or when it doesn't bring back the numbers that they want.
You know why Soul did good so good? Because I didn't have to pay $20 to see it. You know why I saw Soul like 5 times? Because I didn't have to pay $20 to see it. Soul? Because that was on Disney Plus. That was, you didn't have to pay extra for that.
You Raya? Did?
Nope. Soul was free because I remember, right? Because I saw Soul. No, it is because I saw Soul 3 or 4 times.
That is literally the only movie that they've done that for. Then yeah. That is strange.
And if you think about, that's one of their most streamed movies ever. One of their most popular. Like, so if you haven't seen Soul, please watch it. So fucking good.
Yeah, Soul was amazing.
And Disney Plus is so stop. I'm paying for your streaming service. Don't put a fucking movie on there for $30 to make me pay extra. Fuck you. That's how I feel about that. Like,
I have mixed feelings about it.
No.
I can understand charging for, like, because of COVID. Like, if Black Widow came out last year like it was supposed to, if they put, like, a $15 surcharge on it, that's still a little high, but that's understandable.
Yeah.
But, of course, they're not marketing towards me or anyone that I know or anyone about the people that I know. They're marketing towards people that have kids.
Yeah.
Because families are the best demographic outside of China.
They are.
Here.
Yeah.
Everyone markets for children and for people that have children. That annoys the fuck out of me because we don't get a lot of great shit. And we do get a lot of great shit like Gravity Falls. I do love you there.
Fuck Gravity Falls. In a good way. Fuck yeah, Gravity Falls.
Like,
sorry.
But it's just so annoying that every business reason for anything ever is to maximize our profits. We have to focus on the family unit as a target. That means that when we price things, it's for families. People, a family of four. That's four fucking people, bro. Yeah.
$30
makes sense for four people, but that's not the majority. Well, apparently it's not. Apparently it is the majority of the people, but like the people that are actually like talking about the movie that I'm interacting with and that a lot of the network, you know, from me of people that are interacting with this don't have kids, or at least they don't have fucking two of them.
Yeah, no, and I'm 100% agree. It's annoying, and it's because. Yeah, no, family, like, because they're like, oh, yeah, like, Mulan, oh, $30? Oh, I guess if you're watching it for a family of four, that's, like, about the price you pay for movies. No, nigga, I go to Radford Theater to see for $5 and I get $5 popcorn. That's $10 right there. I'm sorry, it's not, is it $5? It's $10. Radford Theater was cheap as fuck.
Point is, I can see anything there.
Like
you're thinking about small theater chain in a small town, though.
But even if you go to, like, an
big
AMC,
city prices.
$10 a movie, 15 maybe.
15 maybe.
Max.
That's for one person.
Yeah.
Then two people, that's 30. Four people, that's a lot. Yeah, because I couldn't 60. Do math.
But like,
okay,
but,
thank you. Sorry, I'm not a calculator.
Here's how I feel about
clocks.
How what are you going to sell that DVD to me for?
When
I see that DVD in the bargain bin, what is it going to be the price on that DVD?
Price from Jump is 30. Price at the bargain bin, $5. Yeah.
Maybe 10.
And like, and you know those, maybe like the thing about movies, come on guys, you know we're just gonna bootleg it.
Shut up. Make it
I mean, I would never encourage bootlegging. Hey, I would never steal anything.
We are not pirates.
Never. I buy everything. But if I were not to buy it.
Thank you for listening to this. And shut down. It's like that Long Beach Griffey video. So y'all ain't getting me. No. Shut this video down. Y'all ain't getting me. This man Carl came too revolutionary, too fast. Right. You're a little too left.
I pay for all my movies. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying other people.
Yeah.
Other people would just find them and download them, bro. Like, especially at $30.
I mean,
like, look, that's worth the 5 minutes it takes to Google where to find it. You know what I mean?
Plus, they'll put it out on Disney Plus later for free in a couple of months anyway.
I saw Mulan two months later. I had no problem.
Yeah.
I did not give a fuck that I missed the first 2 months because guess what? No one else saw it the first 2 months.
Guys, calm down. Okay. This is, you're dealing with people who are 100 years your senior who only know the old methods.
Bro.
That's the real problem, for real.
That's the real problem. Like, that's the real problem with everything. We just got old people just, like, who don't know how technology works.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sorry.
And don't care to know.
Complete side. Like, for example, like, do you know defense budgets for the United States? Why the fuck are we investing in missiles when you could just hack things? We should just be funding a bunch of nerds sitting in a room who can break into fucking anything instead of trying to fucking build missiles worth billions of dollars.
Because aren't nerds, dude. Bro, guns are cool. G.I. Joe!
Meanwhile, Russia in our election system. Russia on Twitter taking over everybody's accounts. The amount of black Trump supporters I see on Twitter that I'm just like, let me look at your profile and like go to their profile and it's just like, you just Russian bot. Russian, like... And he's like, and like tweets that like, oh, I'm a black guy and I think Trump's doing great. Mm.
I remember a real popular one.
Which one?
Fuck. I can't remember exactly what happened. It was some, of course, incredibly racist shit said.
Yeah.
And then it comes to find out that the account was a black dude.
Yeah.
But he's apparently also a real person. But I also don't know. It was real strange, but that's a topic for a different time.
Yeah, correct.
That's a topic.
Back to DC. I'm so sorry, y'all.
All I gotta say, this is a damn near 2 hour podcast.
You thought I was playing earlier. I said a 4 hour podcast.
Yeah, I don't know why y'all did this.
Because I still have stuff to talk about.
Have fun editing.
What do you have to talk about? What can you... All right, you know, it has been me and Carl dominating a lot of this back and forth.
Because I like to observe the conflict.
And instigate.
This thing's just clicking buttons. Mark, he's like, I know he's going to piss this thing off.
No, but okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about all the fucking slow motion in this movie.
Yeah.
You love this movie, but it's silly. This movie is a silly film. Apparently someone did the math. 10% of the movie is slow motion. That's a lot less than I would say because the movie has it's either a long clip or it's slow motion.
Keep talking.
Yeah. And the two biggest examples are Lois Lane clip at the beginning.
Oh my God, that's so egregious.
And oddly enough, the Flash scene when he uses his power for, I guess we see for the first time, save Iris. His slow motion run is so stupid and ridiculous looking. It's just silly to me.
So I feel like
it might just be me.
This is going to be one of those moments where I disagree with you. Like, we talked about this before.
We did. I knew you would.
I feel like they tone it down in this cut from the Whedon cut. Because in the Whedon cut, you do see a lot where he does that run. And they said something stupid in like one of the interviews. Like, well, we've studied how actual runners run. And this is how they run. Like, I ain't never seen a runner.
I ain't seen Bolt do that.
You know what I mean? And if Usain Bolt ain't doing that, then you don't need to be doing that.
You ain't Usain Bolt, you know.
Like, but. Here, the only time he did kind of that stupid thing and it was practical is when he was trying to go through the door and he uses his finger as like that concentrated point.
That was cool, though.
Yeah, right. So that's like the one time that he does like that throwing out there. And there are other times he kind of looks like he runs normally.
He kind of does it again at the end when he was gathering the energy.
But that's
because
he's trying to touch the cube, though.
No, I know that. Like, it didn't look silly then, though.
Yeah, okay.
But it's just like, that scene is like the introduction of the slow-mo that we've already seen a million times, and one of the few reasons we should have slow-mo in this movie. Like, as a guarantee, you're gonna have slow motion when you're dealing with the Flash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, it's just the way that he just starts. It just looks silly. It just looks ridiculous.
I think the biggest problem. Maybe
we'll
be...
we'll just rewatch the clip and I'll just show you exactly.
Yeah, Can we talk about things that are silly? Can we talk about the song that played every time Wonder Woman showed up on screen?
Okay, wait.
I love
that. Are we talking about her theme?
No, like the vocals. Like every time she don't like those one vocals, like those one kind of like. I kind of liked it. I just thought it was funny.
I dig it.
Every time it came on, I was like, oh, like every time I hear it, I'd be like, all right, Wonder Woman's about to show up.
If we're done to talk about silly songs, we can talk about the song selection for every slow motion scene in this movie. Just about
every slow motion scene.
And they're all a different song, and they're all, what is the point of this decision?
It literally was the sex scene from Wanted. I mean, damn, from Watchmen, 7 times over.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I'm not going to lie to you. I skipped ahead. Every time I started seeing slow motion, I skipped ahead a little bit. I'm not going to lie to you. I was like, I can get it.
I stuck it out and went there through
was,
suffering.
There was a moment where when Aquaman is introduced and he's walking and he's doing that little slow-mo catwalk.
Yeah, that, okay.
I got up and made a sandwich and came back. Motherfucker was still walking.
Okay.
That made me a little upset.
There were a few scenes, and one, the just to point out the Aquaman one, that whole Aquaman, them singing as he walked in the ocean thing, the fuck was that, Zack Snyder?
That was creepy.
Also, talk about creepy, old girl sniffing his sweater. What is up with Zack Snyder and creepy scenes in this movie, bro?
Okay, why did Aquaman have a shirt when he saved the guy in the water? And then when he's going to go back into the water, he takes it off then. Why don't you just wear the wear it or don't. Wear it or don't, Aquaman. because that was a kid to get to see that kind of bother me. I was like, why? Mm-hmm. Why? Just like also, you're Aquaman. You just threw a fucking bottle into the ocean, sir.
Yes, he did. Yeah, that shit got me.
He drank the ocean.
He drank that whiskey and said, yay.
That's your home. Those are your people.
Nah.
That's your domain.
He's like, humans are so destructive.
that got me. I forgot.
That one, that geeked me. I laughed. Yep. I laughed out loud. I was like, are you serious? I was like, Aquaman, why?
God damn, man. This is the shit I be talking about. But also the biggest thing, and I can't believe I forgot about this until literally just now. I think it's probably one of the things you want to bring up. The 4-3.
Oh yeah, that was the last thing I was gonna bring up.
The aspect ratio of the whole film.
To preserve the vision of Zack Snyder's creativeness.
You guys know more about what you should do when you film more than I do. So like, what was the problem with the 4-3? Because as someone who just was watching, I didn't see a problem.
I'm gonna get a little bit technical here because I did read it afterward. I did read afterwards about a little bit more about that because I just had to figure out why. Some people say yes, it shows more because. Instead of doing it in 2.35:1 aspect ratio where it's more widescreen and you do cut off the top and the bottom, so you have to frame everything down, you do see a lot more to where it's 4:3. You can't see more of the top and the bottom.
Yeah.
But you also take away from the wideness of the scene.
Yeah.
So apparently that format is better for IMAX. So they could be doing that for when theaters get back and they do a re-release of this in IMAX theaters.
And I'll watch it. I will give up. I will sit through another 4 hours. I will. In theaters. So, I have a gas mask. I'm down.
But my thing is, my thing is,
I really will though. That's the worst part.
I don't believe that. Because me watching this film, so much is taken away. I guess it's because I'm so used to the 2.35:1 aspect ratio that when you do 4:3 is like old CRT TV to me, not HD. And that Aquaman Bruce Wayne scene to me especially just feels egregiously overcut to where it feels like jump cuts because so much is just at the edges of the frame. And it's jarring to me.
Yeah, no, I do agree. Because, like, one thing I did have a huge problem with, and I don't know if it was, like, the Arctic scenes. Every scene that had to do with Aquaman in the North.
Mm-hmm.
And also just, like...
Search your feelings.
Like, a lot, like, a, like no, because, like, no, like, a lot of, like, true. That whole Bruce to Arthur scene, I don't know why I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I don't... Maybe because it felt like... I don't know.
That's that cinematic. That's that cinematic thing, man.
I'm gonna rewatch it. It might be that because it did feel kind of like it did feel kind of cutty. And I like at one point I was just kind of like, I was kind of almost kind of confused because I was like, maybe it might be the same scene you were talking about, mm-hmm. but like there was like. You know what,
Trey? I take it back. The Aquaman, the scene at the beginning that you were talking about when you
bitch,
said,
"All
like,
I'm saying is they could have put a 4 months later on that bitch or something." You know what I mean?
You're fucking like, right. Because I was so confused about like that whole Aquaman scene. I was like, "All right, so like when is this?" Mm-hmm. And like, I was because like, and he went to the Arctic twice, or did Aquaman just save some random Fisher?
He saved a random Fisher,
and then Bruce Wayne was there again.
No. That was when he saved the Fisher dude, threw him on the table, and was like. Took a whiskey or whatever from the barkeep. He was like, it's on him. And then that's when he went out to the catwalk and then threw the shit in the ocean, disregarding all sea life, and then swam to talk to Volko at the King's Throne.
Okay, yeah. Bet. All right. See, like...
And we got a scary-ass-looking Willem Dafoe.
I didn't want to go to the Arctic place twice. It didn't... That's what didn't make sense to me. Like, mm-hmm. I felt that if you're... Like, you didn't need that scene. He could have just swam.
As usual, leave your thoughts down below. Comment. We have comments so many places. We're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, and of course if you're listening to this on Facebook, you can comment there. If you're listening to these on iTunes, then you know, do iTunes things. I don't know. rate and review us if you really do like, if you love us like that. Rate and review us so that we can be like the first thing people see and not like the chit chat or from Wisconsin or the movie club from Walla Walla, Washington. Ugh. Those guys suck. Exactly.
I've seen them.
They're the worst.
Dog shit.
But ew. Speaking of finding people, Carl, where can people find you on the internet?
Oh shit, y'all. If y'all ever trying to find me, my at's I stream on Twitch. I'm on Instagram and I'm on Twitter. On Instagram and Twitch, just it's Major_Mangos. Major spelled like the rank. Major_Mangos. MANGOS. No E. And same thing for Twitch and Instagram and Twitter. It's just that, except no underscore.
Okay.
Yeah, just check me out.
Shaggy's got anywhere they can find you on the internet? You got anything you want to pimp right now?
No, but in preparation for things, you can follow me on Twitter at SpaceTimeLegend.
Okay.
Follow my dude, SpaceTimeLegend.
That's some foreshadowing. There are things, possibly.
There are things that will be happening this year, unless I get fucked.
Okay, well that got graphic.
But I don't plan on being fucked. So
just keeps going. Yeah, I would never get past the censors. Anyway,
just fuck the censors.
Damn it, man.
Man, we're getting shadow banned.
Can we just they are revolutionizing on this podcast? Can we chill? But that's it. That's it from us. If you did hang out this long, and I might have the same ending for every single one. So if you hang out for the first episode or the last of this series. We enjoyed your company. Hope you enjoyed ours. Let us know your thoughts. We're out. Peace.
In the Middle East.
It was gas.
I need to bring us together. There are enemies coming from far away.
They serve an old power.
This world is divided. No protectors here. No lanterns.